You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
This episode of Wicked Horror Show was broadcast live to Facebook. In this episode, we're joined again by director Tristan Clay. Tristan's here to talk about his new movie, Inverted. We're big fans of Tristan. He's been on the show multiple times for the movie Red Eye. Highly recommend checking out Red Eye if you haven't done so. But Inverted is his new project, and he brought along some very special guests, actresses Jennifer Nangle and Tommy Vegas. If you're a fan of awesome independent horror like we are, head over to Indiegogo and do a search for Inverted and help fund this movie. They're very passionate about this, very talented. Go help them out. And always, if you like what you hear, head over to facebook.com/thedorkening every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a live show just like this one, or go to thedorkening.com where you can see everything else that's on the Dorkening Podcast Network, some great shows by some great people. And lastly, please go support our sponsors, Deadly Grounds Coffee, fantastic coffee by some fantastic people. Actually, you know what? You can try out their stuff in person at ScareCon New England coming up June 15th through June 17th. You can also hang out with us from the Wicked Horror Show and the Dorkening. We'll have a booth. So go to scarecon.com to check out the lineup. It's going to be a great show. And enjoy this show.
Here we go. We are live, full house tonight. So we have Kevin.
It's a full house. Let's continue. Yes.
Wolfman.
Oh! It's a full house.
So loud.
Yo, yo.
Hey.
Tony.
What is going on, people?
And guest number one. We have Tristan Clay from Deranged Minds Entertainment. Red Eye. And you have a new movie coming out, Inverted. Very excited. Next guest, also from Inverted, is Tommy Vegas. And finally, we have Jennifer Nangle, also from Inverted. Thank you all for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having us.
You're so soft-spoken. It's so weird. Anyways, we've had Tristan on a few times because of Red Eye. And we loved Red Eye. Yeah, we loved Red Eye. We were very excited when we finally got to see it. And, you know, because we were so excited for them. And then it was just fantastic. So we're super excited to see what you guys have coming next. And that would be Inverted, which you guys currently have a Indiegogo for, right?
Yes.
How's everything going with the Indiegogo?
It's going good. We've got about less than a month left to reach our goal of 17,000. Right now we're shy of 4,000. So we got a little ways to go. And it's very important to stress that if, you know, the film is not, doesn't reach its goal, we can't, because everything is, you know, budgeted properly, and it's a huge film. It's a huge film that needs that type of budget. Mm.
So, for those of us out there who haven't seen it, haven't seen Red Eye, you can go check it out to see what these people can do. So you can see, like, this is, like, Red Eye was your first feature, and it really impressed us. So I can't imagine what you guys are going to be able to pull off with Inverted. So Red Eye is available right now on Amazon Prime Video. If you have Amazon Prime, you can go ahead and watch it. It's also available on VOD and stuff, right?
Yeah. We have iTunes, Vudu, Amazon, Google Play, and Xbox, I think that. And then they're still spreading it out. Mm-hmm. Between territories and other platforms like on demand, they're like Dish and that type of thing.
Nice. So again, you know, definitely go check it out so you can see what these guys were able to pull off with their first feature, and then that will just make you even more want to, you know, check out Inverted when that comes around. So for the people Wolfie.
Well, I was gonna say, and Inverted, I mean, from what I've seen of the description of it, it's my kind of movie. It's that 1970s satanic cult type thing. So, yeah, I think Kev was going to ask you to give us a little bit of what it's about. So, sorry, Tristan, go ahead.
Inverted is we keep going back and forth if it's going to be just 70s inspired or full on 70s, but it's about a centuries-old cult known as the Inverts that kidnap four sin-bearing individuals. They each have like something that makes them stand against. So we have a man in drag. We have a lesbian hippie. We have a prostitute druggie, and we have a pedophilic priest. And they're all thrown into different type of initiations to kind of push them to their furthest boundaries, to be inverted, and because they believe that a great war is on the horizon, so they gotta get them prepared.
Nice. I know you guys have been working.
I was just gonna say, I say go full 70s, man. I mean, you could do the whole modern day thing, but 70s, you could actually set a serious atmosphere because you're in that era of crazy, and that was a lot of stuff back then, man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So how did you approach Jennifer and Tommy to be involved in Inverted? Like, have you guys seen Red Eye? Well, actually, Tommy, you were in a movie with Destiny previously, right?
Yeah, I did Party Night with Destiny, and Tristan was there too, helping out on everything, and us three just bonded. We were just on the same wavelength when it came to filmmaking and the art behind it and putting everything into it. So we've kind of just been best friends ever since.
Nice. I saw Party Night as well. I enjoyed it.
That's
it was
good.
It was cool. Yeah. Well, I was excited. I was excited to see Destiny in something too. Like, it's weird. It's like, I think, you know, because we talked to you when you guys were looking to make Red Eye, I think the first time. So it's, mm-hmm. It's weird. It's like, I like seeing the progression, you know, of like, you know, it's you guys are so young and so talented. It's like, it's really cool to see the progression, you know? So I was like, oh, she's in this. I got to check it out. And I really enjoyed it. So that's awesome that you guys kind of bonded there. So Jennifer, how did you come into the mix?
Oh, I had to audition. I had to work my booty off to get into this feature film.
So like, were they like, did you do them online or? How did you do that?
I'm actually a contributor to pophorror.com. I am also a horror hostess. So I was actually tagged in one of the posts that they were holding auditions. And so I saw the breakdowns and I was like, I don't really know if I fit any of these characters. I don't even know where this is filming. I don't even know if they'll like fly me out. So I emailed Tristan with like, I don't know, 8 links to my work and was like, whatever you think I fit, let me know, and I'd love to audition.
And it worked out.
So, and it did, yeah.
So you're a horror hostess, you said?
I am, yeah. I'm an actress, but for the past year, I'm also a horror hostess. Malvolia, the Queen of Screams. Yeah.
Nice. So
we got to tell the rest of the story, though.
Yeah, I want to know more about that.
The best part.
Okay, so the best part is... I mean, this kind of like shows you who I am as an actor, but he comes back and says, oh, I think you'd be great for woman number one. And let's be for real. Like, usually woman number one is usually like 4 lines, maybe a day of filming. I don't know. So he sends me these sides and they're pretty hardcore and I really fell in love with them. But I honestly didn't think that once they found out where I was located, that they would fly me out to do this role because it would only be like a couple lines and I'd probably be in like one scene or whatever. So I didn't really like think too much of it until like 2 days later, he's like, I'd love for you to play woman number one. We've auditioned so many people and you are just it. Like, you fit it. And I'm like, I fit a woman that like says like 4 lines. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'm just going to go with it because I haven't received many compliments like that recently. So I was like, yeah, sure. I'm like, okay, but I mean, how many days are you going to need me? Like, because when I filmed Irrational Fear in Wisconsin, they only needed me for 4 days. So I was pretty much flown in, shot for 2-3 days, and then flown out. So that's what I was pretty much expecting this to be. And then Tristan's like, well, no, you know, we're probably going to need you for 2 weeks because you're one of the leads. And I went, what? Okay. All right. Let's do it. So that's my favorite part.
The character film. Name of woman number one, you just assumed it was just like a random just woman.
I did. Yeah. It's like girl number five. Leeches number two. Yeah. So no. He's very tricky. They're very tricky with this script. It's very keeps you on your toes. You never know what's gonna happen. So
that's cool.
So Tristan, is the person still named woman number one, or did she actually finally get a name?
It's woman number one. We have woman number one, two, and three. They are the women. It's like a trio that are conducting these initiations. They're the ones that lead the four victims through the steps and the levels, and they're the ones that are pushing them to their furthest boundaries. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. I think giving them names made them too relatable. And I think just leaving them nameless, I mean, woman number one, you don't have any relation because there shouldn't be a relation between them.
Yeah. I completely agree. After reading the entire script, I finally understood it and got it. And I love the whole trio idea. I love that we're all kind of uniformed and we're all kind of like together constantly. So, and we get to be mean and torturous.
That's a plus. Yeah. So how long was the writing process? Cause did you already start writing this like as things were coming out with Red Eye, or like when did this all start?
I mean, I remember talking to Tommy on party night, and we were like, we want to do some type of cult film, and we want it to be completely all women, like no men whatsoever.
We
started going with it, and Destiny actually took a required Bible class in college. And they were talking about the second coming of Christ and all that stuff. And it kind of inspired the story. So I want to say we started it back in 2016 is when we started writing. We went slow with it and had a lot of inspiration through, you know, the world, the way it was changing so rapidly, and us growing as adults, I think, played a lot into the script in different ways. But I mean, I think it probably about a year, I want to say a year and a half.
That's awesome. Wow. And this, from what I saw on the Indiegogo, it's much more brutal than Red Eye. I mean, Red Eye is still pretty brutal.
No, we go further. Like, like, yeah, it goes past. Like,
I think all of us in this film are going to go outside our comfort zones. Like, I'm going way outside my comfort zone. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, there's some stuff. I mean, like, my niece is a fan of yours, Tristan, and Destiny. Oh. She follows you. I mean, she's like, I think she's older than you guys, though, because I'm old. But she, it was weird. Like, we randomly realized that we both follow you guys on Instagram. She's like, I went to like something and you already liked it. I didn't know that you followed them. I'm like, yeah, they've been on my show like a couple times. And that's my family. She doesn't pay attention to anything I do. But it's just weird because she loves you guys. And so I was like, I text her. I'm like, so just so you know, Red Eye's available on Amazon Prime. And she's like, all right. Then I'm like, I don't know. I feel weird about having my niece watch this though. Like, there's some stuff. And I'm like, that's my niece. I don't know if I want her seeing that. But I'm like, yeah, she's an adult. She's a mortician. So
well,
she can handle it. Yeah.
You guys watched actually the uncut version.
Yeah, so, I haven't seen it on Prime. Like, I don't know what's been cut out. So I'm kind of...
It was the scene with Heather. I mean, it's a couple months past.
Is it really?
It was the scene with Heather. They cut, like, as soon as he goes down, they cut it into a wide. And they wouldn't even let me leave, like, the head drop. And
really?
They wouldn't even let me do that. Because they're like, nope, it won't be able to get on this platform. And we're still going back and forth if it's going to be on the actual DVD of it, because they're really wanting it to get into stores, so they're kind of leaving it as a deleted scene. But I mean, our backers have even received the uncut,
yeah,
clip.
But the thing is, though, I mean, there's a lot of stuff like I've bought at Walmart that's like I bought Found at Walmart, and yeah. Found is pretty brutal.
That's true.
So I mean, Yeah. I think you could figure out a way, because it'd be good for like the fans that want to have the physical media to have the uncut version. I would want the uncut version.
It's something that we could probably
do
in the future, or if we can't get it through distribution, maybe we put it out somehow.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Just put out the unrated version like most places do, you know, and then give us both versions of the movie on it.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm wanting to do, but you know, the company, it's my say is like this much to them, so it's it's hard.
Yeah, that's the I guess one of the, you know, fights of
that's
of
the business side of it.
Yeah, that's crazy. So Tommy and Jennifer, you guys act a bunch, like you said, you know, Jennifer, you're in a bunch of stuff. What else do you guys have coming out? I mean, I know you guys have been in multiple other projects. Do you guys have anything else that's in the works?
I actually have a bunch of stuff that's coming out this year. So by the end of the year, everyone's going to be like, where the hell did this girl come from? I'm going to be coming out at the same time. You know, I was in Another Evil Night. I went out there with Jason Harlow to shoot that. And that'll be coming out this year. And then my micro short horror film, Night Night, which is way lighthearted compared to anything else you'll probably see me in this year. That's actually on the festival rounds right now. That's going to premiere at Crimson next month. So hopefully I get to get out there and go out there for that. It's like the cutest little monster movie with this awesome little kid, and it's just so amazing. And then I did Axmas 2 Blood Slay. That'll come out later this year too. It's the sequel to Axmas, and you just see me running around from an axe wielding Santa Claus. that was a lot of fun to do too. And then I'll be doing The Bread of Wickedness too this year. That'll come out probably later this year. And that's really intense. It's really deep, and it gets under your skin, and it's about socialite cannibals, and it's intense, but it's definitely not going to be anywhere near as intense as Inverted. When Kristen sent me the script, and he was so excited about it, I planned on taking 2 nights to read it, and I read it all in one night because I just couldn't put it down. And I remember writing Tristan like 10 minutes later, like, how the hell am I going to do this? Like, I don't know that I can push myself that far. And of course I will, but man, it's
going to be brutal.
That's for sure.
Just got to get out of your head, you know?
Yeah. And you got to, people got to go, and you got to go to Indiegogo and help fund it so it can get made.
Please.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Hurry up. I think you only have like 25 days.
Yeah.
I think it's 25 days. So hurry up and do it.
$4,000 in 25 days, doable.
Well, that's four. Yeah, they're at 4,000 now. How much is the goal?
17.
So yeah, there's a.
Well, I thought he was 4,000 short.
No, he's at 4,000 right now, just above 4,000.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. And
4,000 short.
Yeah. So Jennifer, you're in. I was looking at your IMDb. You're in the movie Lilith that's coming out.
I am. Yeah. No, yeah, with Melissa, but I did a scene with Vernon Wells, nice. Which is pretty killer. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. He was amazing to work with. I had such a blast with him. I honestly went into, now don't hold this against me, but I went into the day not knowing who he was at all, and we ended up having a lot of fun together, and we just kind of pushed one another, and I'm very excited for that to come out. Yeah, and Irrational Fear is out. It's been out for a couple months. Unfortunately, you can only get it off of Amazon, but that's also a fun wild ride. And then next month, I'm shooting a short film that I wrote. It's called That Night. It's based on a true story, and we're just kind of in the process of getting that together. And then come June, we'll be doing Inverted. And then towards the end of the year, I'm going to be doing season 2 of Melville, yeah, the Queen of Screams.
Nice.
So that's what I got going on.
It's very cool. That's
cool. She got to work with Vernon Wells.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we've actually heard about Lilith from a few people. Like, I know it's come up.
Jessica.
Before. Yeah. And Jessica Cameron, right?
Yep.
Oh, Jessica Cameron has a different Lilith that she is in.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, there's two Liliths. Yeah, yeah. So Jessica Cameron is the lead in one of the Liliths, and then the other Lilith is a horror anthology with that was all of the segments were directed by Alex Wang, and it it's a cast of characters. Like, there's so many different people in the indie horror community that's in it. So, I believe
when there's two movies with the same title, it's like, which one is what? I'll just have to buy them both. Oh well.
Yep, there you go.
Now, one of the things, Tristan, that you were talking about in the Indiegogo, you stressed that this is all practical effects. You already have someone lined up to do these practical effects?
Hopefully. It's all about just right now. We have a really great name. If we can just, you know, snag him, because he's got so many projects and, like, you know, where we're an independent film, he's doing, like, big budget films. So we can't, like, lock him down and guarantee until, like, budget's in place and, like, dates are actually locked down. So we have someone in mind. His name is very, very familiar. So
I wonder if he's familiar to us as well. Because there's someone that we met. There's someone we met on the set of Death House. He's really, really good. I'm wondering. I'll have to ask you off the air. Because I'm just curious. Because he's done some bigger stuff too. And if not, maybe if the other guy doesn't work out, yeah, I'm just saying. But anyways. So Leo, I don't know if you want to play like a trailer or something.
Yeah, actually, I was playing the inverted teaser.
As we were talking
in the background.
Yeah, but actually, let me pull up. We do have the Red Eye trailer, and here we go. Here's Red Eye, and then what we'll do is we'll follow it up with Deadly Grounds Coffee. Here we go.
We've reached our destination, Red Eye. We're hoping that these are the exact locations that the murders took place. Aren't you guys excited? This is the place.
We're staying where an iconic slasher legend killed his victims.
It's like staying at the Amityville house or Lizzie Borden
house. I got you, babe. Thing is, I love watching them, not semi-living.
You heard that crazy lady? We came out here at our own risk. I told you this shit happened.
You promise me that you'll be real careful. If you scream, no one can hear you. And if you get lost, you're lost.
Riker, where are you?
If one of y'all gets hurt, well, I hope you know first aid. And most important, there's no phone tower in Black Creek.
Every town has its legends, Jake. Come on.
Big old Red Eye might have gotcha.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. There's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds Coffee is my guilty pleasure. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds Coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
Five, and there two. We go. That was Deadly Grounds Coffee and Red Eye.
So Red Eye, that's an example of the quality that Tristan can make. So go fund Inverted. Go to his Indiegogo. How can people find it on Indiegogo? If they just go there, just search for Inverted?
Yeah, you can just look for Inverted. It should be like the first one that pops up.
Also, what we can do is if you're watching the show right now, check the show notes down below or up above, depending on where you're watching. You're going to find a ton of links there, including the Indiegogo for Inverted. And just click and support. That's all you got to do.
I didn't hear a word you said.
Yeah.
I said click.
I heard that's all you got to do. That's what I
click and support. That's all you got to do.
Exactly. So, Tony and Yo-Yo, do you have any questions for, I guess, or is there anything online?
I just got done sharing, but between, you know, Red Eye and Inverted, it seems like there's, you know, a I don't even know what I'm going for, not generational gap or whatever, but which side of the coin are you more into the 70s style movie, or are you more into the, like, updated Red Eye? Because Red Eye is definitely, like, you know, nowadays horror, like, just straight up, not straight up gore, but which one are you more inclined to?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I never thought about that. I mean, like, I personally love slasher films. So, you know, that's like, you know, because it's more relatable and all this. I mean, Inverted is, but it's got its things. But I really like the 70s, the challenge that the 70s setting will bring. And, like, I like movies that are based in the 70s, but it's so equal. It's yeah.
What about everyone else? Like, you had pointed out, Jennifer, that this is, like, really pushing you guys, like, out of your comfort zone. And I don't know if it's the same thing for you, Tommy, but like, looking at your catalog of work, you know, like, do you have anything that you prefer, or maybe even anything you would compare to the comfort zone? No, nothing. Jennifer's just like, no. Oh no, there's nothing like this.
I don't know. No? Slashers, and I always have been. My dad calls them Tommy movies. It's always been my thing since I was a kid. And I think it's because even though I can watch it and be scared and have fun with it, it's not as real as some of the other stuff we're facing. With Inverted, that's very real. It gets really personal. It gets really deep into the backstories of each individual, and it makes you uncomfortable. It makes you crazy uncomfortable, and you just want to close your eyes, not because it's scary, but close your eyes because it is so freaking real. And I think, as much as I can love slashers, this type of stuff, this is the stuff that really, really gets under my skin. And
yeah,
it's more psychological. I feel like we as characters will get into each other's psyches. You know, and we will press the limits. And if this gives you any idea, like, I was raised as strict Irish Catholic near Boston, Massachusetts. So being raised like that, like, my mom, she's going to have a fit, a huge fit.
Just out of curiosity, without giving too much information, where outside of Boston, Massachusetts? Because Yo-Yo and I are both from the Worcester area.
I grew up in Danvers.
Okay. So yeah, Yo-Yo's in Worcester. I'm in Leicester, which is right outside of Worcester. So yeah.
Very cool.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice small state.
Yeah. So, yes. That's cool. Oh yeah.
But
so you guys know being raised strict, you know. So yeah, my poor mother.
We weren't really that strict. We're Episcopalian, so that's like Catholic. That's like Catholic. Oh. It's like Catholic with half the guilt. Yeah. But it's, you know.
But
it is what it is.
But we do have a priest in this film that I get quite close to. So I've got a lot to work with on that.
Yeah.
So
the one thing too is you were talking about how real it is, and that's like the movies that affect me the most are the ones that could really happen, or that, you know, like, okay, Nightmare on Elm Street's it's a great movie. I love it. But there's no way in hell it's happening for real. Friday the 13th ain't happening for real. Like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre could happen. That's why I love it so much, because it really is crazy people, and it's based off somewhat off of true experience. Yes.
Well, maybe the first Friday the 13th could happen.
Yeah,
maybe not the, you know, the 8th one where he came back for the 7th time and something like that. But you know, could happen.
Yeah, I mean, it can. Last year there was a guy with a. He had an axe or a club or something just whacking into people's heads and sitting next to mine. Running down, he finally caught the guy, thank goodness. But
and there was like no reason for it, I'm sure. These are all people he didn't know.
All innocent people, just people coming home, getting out of the car, checking their mail in the neighborhood for no reason. Just the guy was off his rocker.
Yeah, loopy.
So did have a question from YouTube. Bunch of people watching, both on YouTube and Facebook. So if you have questions, post them in the show notes or in the comment section. And Matthew Solomon is asking, are there any particular films that have influenced Inverted? You've described it as Lords of Salem meets a Serbian film. Are those the primary influences?
Definitely. Yeah, I would have to. Yeah, they are. I mean, it's a mix of both.
When I first read this, I also kind of got like a Saw type feel to it too.
Yes. Yes. I think that was one of the first things I told Tristan is that it's a Saw vibe.
Yeah.
So is it bad that
maybe
I
maybe a little bit of a purge?
Film? Yeah. I own a Serbian film and I've never watched it because I've heard so many bad things about it. I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch it.
Yeah, I've never watched it just because of everything that I've heard about it.
But it's on the shelf.
So right? Yeah, it's yeah.
So that I mean that's good that it I mean it's there's a lot of people talk about that movie. There's a lot of people, like the people I know that like that's their favorite horror movie. I'm like, you're twisted, but
see, now you have to watch it.
Yeah,
because you got to prepare for Inverted.
No,
no, because then I don't want to compare. Like, no. I don't want to compare it to Inverted, so I'll watch Inverted and be like, all right, whatever. I don't have to watch Serbian. No.
Excuse not to watch it.
Yeah, you saying something, Wolfie?
Oh, no, I was just going to go back to the whole thing about, growing up and watching, being a kid of the 70s and watching a lot of those cult movies, you know, those were the freakier things because, you know, like they said, they're the ones that can happen. Race with the Devil freaked me out because I believe that there was a cult living in our woods at the time, you know, hippies partying, but hey. The stories were real. People were like, you won't believe it. There's goat's blood in there. And there's, you know, so just kind of when I saw Race with the Devil at the drive-in, it freaked me out because of the whole thing. And I think that's why I love movies about cults so much now. You know, Devil Times Five, Devil's Reign, all that real creepy stuff, you know.
So do you already have like locations like scouted out for when everything's going to start? Are you filming in a similar area, like state-wise, of Red Eye?
Yes, we'll be filming around the same area, probably an hour radius around it. We do have about the two main locations locked down. We have, you know, a bathroom scene locked down, just like things like that. We're still looking, as you know, it just depends on the budget that we raise. To really move forward with some other scenes, because there's a bar scene outside, like places, like you know, just stuff that would need to be discussed budgetly or financially.
So again, go to Indiegogo and support Inverted.
Yep.
Right, because we want to see it happen. I want to watch it. So help me out. Let me watch Inverted by you helping make Inverted. Huh? How about that?
Can I just add that the cast is pretty incredible. Really, incredible.
You wanna go through who you have already like on board,
Tristan? Yeah, I mean, we have Tommy Vegas, Jennifer Nangle, we have Lynn Lowry, we have Destiny Orndorff, we have Trevor Dow, we have David McMahon, Maria Olson from Starry Eyes and Southbound. There's so many. This is like such a large cast, and we haven't even announced everybody. We have Kaylee Williams, Matt Inman. I'm trying to think of all the ones off the top of my head. There's a bunch. Lisa Couric. Just a bunch.
That's awesome.
There's many more to come.
Now, do you feel any pressure with this one, Red Eye being such a success? Do you have to like top it now? Do you have that little added pressure?
I mean, yeah, of course. I'm challenging myself because, you know, with every film you want to grow, you want to show that you have grown as an artist, show that you can learn and apply. And I mean, the production value already is just going to be like Destiny says, I mean, Red Eye is gonna look like an amateur film compared to what kind of like such a strong script that we have and the team that we have behind it. I mean, it's just going to be like day and night almost. I mean, we're shooting on a 8K red helium, which is like a $50,000 camera. If anybody's good with specifics on cameras, and our DP is just so talented, and we just have a great crew coming together, and it's definitely going to. And I've pushed myself a lot to make sure that this film stands above Red Eye.
Well, there you go. You heard that. If anybody's seen Red Eye, then if this one's going to be over the top on that one, then got a lot.
I'm wondering though, is because Red Eye has got some brutal moments, and they had to censor it to get it on Amazon streaming. You're pushing the envelope on this one even more. Have you thought about that as far as having maybe to shoot things in a different way so that way more content can get in there?
Well, you know, like when I approach actresses or actors with the script, one thing is that I tell them like up front, like it is brutal. It's going to read very just like in your face. But when we actually like translate it to the screen, it's going to be done in such a tasteful manner and such a artistic way that it's going to be like, you'll still get the full effect of what's going on, but it's not going to be like in your face about it. But I mean, we've already approached a distribution company that is known for putting out stuff like this. So I can't say, but you can put the two and two together. And they just want it. Like if we can get it made, they want it. So, I mean, knowing that that's there, but it's not a guarantee. I mean, it's a little bit more of a free playing ground. But it's not going to affect my vision.
Yeah.
You know, whatever I film.
You want to keep it like on the Indiegogo. So that way, I mean, I'm assuming you're not approaching financial backers because you don't want them to control what you may possibly do. Like as far as like bigger, like, you know, like one person to be like, I'm going to back this movie. The reason you're doing it through Indiegogo is so that you still have control over what you do, or.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's really hard to find people willing to give you $3,000 just to make a movie with, they don't know if they're going to make it back. I mean, those people are rare. So, I mean, it's really up to the fans right now, you know, the fans of the genre, to keep like films like Inverted coming out. You know, like with the remakes, and then you have this original film, but the remake's making like $50 million. And then original film down here is making like 4,000, you know, there's other campaigns that are going on right now. And, I'm not, you know, shading anybody or anything, but I've thought about this a lot. It's a fan film on Jason. And it's got like $50,000.
$50,000.
And then, you know, Inverted, an original script, you know, it's for the selected few audience, but you know, whatever. But I mean, it's like we're already doing it to ourselves. So it's really like we need to team up as a, you know, community that loves horror to keep it alive. So we can keep, you know, this could discourage other people from,
yeah,
you know, but you know what I mean? It's just, we need to, you know, yeah. I'm starting to ramble. But
no, but you're saying it makes complete sense. It makes complete sense. So it's not really rambling. You're passionate about what you're doing.
Yes.
And you have very good points. And I agree with you 100%. Like it is, the horror community is ravenous for good content. But they're also, at the same time, they're opinionated. And, you know, there's some people that are also very passionate about what they don't like. So, you know, it is tough. But at the same time, too, I think, you know, again, I'm not a filmmaker. So I really don't know that part of it. But, you know, I think that if you went and, you know, you were trying to fund a romantic comedy, it would be even tougher, you know? Yeah. But it's, you know, I it's just a matter of getting the word out there. I know you guys were just at a convention recently, where you were pushing stuff too, right?
Yes. Did you have
Okay. Did you have a booth, or was that, you were just like there? Or?
No, we were just there as fans, and we just kind of walked around, handed out flyers, pins, that type of thing.
Yeah. Now, have you set up any kind of you know, maybe like screenings of Red Eye, like where you can talk to people about Inverted, or maybe have you approached any like conventions to show it?
Well, we had our fair share of festivals with Red Eye. And I mean, they're great for what they are. But I mean, right now where we're so like financially tight, with our production company, I just couldn't see us giving more money to festivals.
Right. Well, I mean, like more, not even like festivals, like higher conventions, you know, like some conventions actually have movies that are screening, you know, throughout the whole weekend, you know?
Yeah. Well, some of them, like,
you have to pay for that.
Oh, yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Some of them you don't. Like, so I know like there's been some that, that I've either been involved in or that I've been at where people just like, okay, if we get the thumbs up to show the movie, we'll show it, you know, whether or not the movie's there. But it's not a festival. It's like, it's just a convention. It's like one room where they're just showing movies, you know, and there may be,
oh my
no
God,
one in there.
Send them my way. I would love to do something like that.
There may be no one in the room. There may be like 10 people in the room. There may be like 50 people in a room. Like, so it's, you know, but yeah. I mean, it's something where, you know, I don't know. I mean, we may be able to try to get something going. We'll have to talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
Because that would be cool. I mean, even just to promote Inverted. I mean, it might be after the Indiegogo is done, but still, like, there may, if there's a way to still donate or anything and try to push word out there, you know?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Leo, what do you think?
Well, I want to let everybody know that if you do have questions, we are watching the chat here. Matthew Solomon says, I didn't know Kaylee was in the cast. Love her. The cast is definitely epic. Josh Janot says, there's nice quiet forest areas in NEPA. That would be work for you. He actually said he was going to try to fly down. And what did he say? Who's watching YouTube? You're dropping the ball.
It looked like, three people left.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is while we get those reconnected, where's the trailer for Red Eye?
We've reached our destination, Red Eye. We're hoping that these are the exact locations that the murders took place. Aren't you guys excited? This is the place.
We're staying where an iconic slasher legend killed his victims.
It's like staying at the Amityville house or Lizzie Borden.
I got you, babe. Thing is, I love watching them, not semi-living them.
You heard that crazy lady? We came out here at our own risk. I told you this shit happened.
You promised me that you'll be real careful. If you scream, no one can hear you. And if you get lost, you're lost.
Riker, where are you?
If one of y'all gets hurt, well, I hope you know first aid. And most important, there's no phone tower in Black Creek.
Every town has its legends, Jake. Come on.
Big ol' Red Eye might have gotcha.
I was just curious to which one.
Yeah. So that was a trailer for Red Eye, and we want to urge you definitely support Inverted. If you haven't had a chance to check out Red Eye, it's available on VOD right now. You can find it on Amazon Prime. It's Amazon Prime, right, Tristan?
Yes.
Okay. You know, to get a feel for what Tristan can do, you're early in your career, but you know, you're going places, man. You're just absolutely loved Red Eye. But definitely make
sure. I remember the first couple of days it came out. I mean, it was everywhere. I saw it. I mean, people were sharing on Instagram and stuff, and it was, you know, just moving up the ranks. So, I mean, a lot of people dug it. So, especially if you've seen that, you know, one of those movies you have to support the next one, especially if you enjoy it. Enjoy, you know, Tristan's first movie. You're gonna love the second one, and then the third one, and then depending on how many movies you want to do in your career.
So while we're waiting for everybody to connect, what else can you tell us about Inverted? So we have the teaser that's been playing as people have been talking through. Where was that filmed? You know, any issues filming that?
That was filmed back in, I think it was, yeah, back in July. In August, we divided up the shooting dates. And it was, my mom is in it. She's woman number two. someone that has to go unnamed because they go topless. Then my best friend, Brenna, is in woman number three. And then my other best friend, her husband, was actually the director, or fiance, was the director of photography on it. And we just kind of came together and, you know, well, there was no budget whatsoever. Dollar budget, because we sold a Red Eye poster, which allowed us to go to Goodwill and get like 70s pillows, 70s blankets, finished Destiny's wardrobe, that kind of thing. And that was all, that whole little promotional teaser was made from a $20 poster sale on our website. Wow. Yeah. So think about what we could do with
that. Insane. Exactly. You could do that with $20.
Yeah.
Support.
Yeah.
So,
but the only challenges really with filming that was a huge, huge rainstorm came when we were supposed to originally film it, because we were trying to do it all just one.
Oh, I think we lost.
Are we losing him now too?
I think we're losing him now. What's going on?
Am I going?
You're good. Oh, we got you back.
Okay.
There you are.
Okay, so you said while you're filming, there was a big storm?
Yeah, which made us postpone like the original shoot date.
Now, I know every movie kind of has a, you know, its own challenges and stuff, but do you think you have a little bit more of a grasp going into Inverted? Because you did, you know, Red Eye and stuff. You think you got a little bit more of a grasp on what to do and how to handle certain situations?
Definitely. I think, you know, within the gap, I mean, we filmed that back in 2016, which isn't that long ago, but I mean, it's 2 years and you can grow and learn a lot in 2 years. And I think that I know now how to respectfully get my vision on screen with saying no to others.
Okay.
And their input and not letting it have such a heavy effect on the final product. And I'm just pretty like, I'm confident and headstrong about what I want. Because I like, as Destiny, she's the writer, so she has her vision, but she's also the producer. So, I mean, it's easy working with her because we're always on the same page. But I think I have a better grasp on it now than I did with Red Eye, because Red Eye, I kind of just let people walk on me, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So now I've learned how to, you know,
be firm and put your
foot. Yeah. Yeah, get what I want.
Yeah, I remember when we first had you on for Red Eye, you were talking about you did have some issues on set there, and it's definitely a learning process. But
oh, for sure, yeah.
So let's say that Inverted does get fully funded. What's the first thing that you'll be working on?
First thing would be wardrobe, right? From, you know, because we have such a large cast. And it's supposed to be 70s. So, I mean, Destiny's coming in for about 2 weeks in May. So we're going to be going to, like, I mean, Forever 21 is just, everything's like 70s inspired now. So it's going to be easier to find that. And like props and, you know, getting everything together. Because, you know, in May will be a month from filming, because we'll be filming hopefully in June. So, I mean, just after that is just securing everything that we have set up already and just making sure that's locked down, and a lot more work is to come.
I would send people to garage sales. Because at that point, just look for some old people and look for wardrobes there. I'm sure they'll have some 70s inspired clothing.
Well, the challenge with a wardrobe is that we could easily complete the wardrobe just by going to Goodwill. But the only thing with that is you have to have duplicates of the costumes, because one day you might be filming a very intense bloody scene, and then the next day they're supposed to be clean, no bruises, no stains. Or if something happens and it rips or something like that. That's the only thing with wardrobe. So you have to be really careful with that. If they're, you know, like Tommy, we'd have to probably two or three outfits of each piece of wardrobe. So
I just want to make sure we gave a shout out to everybody on Facebook that's been watching. Stephen Galepsi, Red Eye is a brutal horror gem you won't want to miss. We totally agree.
Thank you.
And says, can't wait for Inverted. Destiny Orndorff joined. Brian Enright is excited as fuck. Travis Dalton, Tommy, hey, love. Sarah Church says hello. Jake Arvizio says, I know I am, LOL. Red Eye is great. And let's see if I missed anybody. Jamie Nicholson gave hard eyes and says hello. let's see, anything else on YouTube? P Cookie Productions, will Inverted be submitted to the MPAA?
I don't know. I don't know if the distribution company will do that, because I mean that's fees that you have to pay to get them to, you know, rate the film. Usually, independent films don't do that unless they're higher independent films. You never know, though. I'm in the just go with the flow. You never know.
And Josh Knott says, was very shocked at Dorf's performance. She blew me away in Red Eye.
Yes, she was really great.
And I want to let everybody know what you're seeing now is this is actually the teaser that you put together for Inverted. That's what's been playing over everybody talking here. And we do have a couple minutes left, so if any last-minute questions, just post them in the show notes. We'll keep an eye. Yo-Yo and Tony, if you guys can keep an eye if anything pops up.
Keep an eye on Facebook.
All right. So, my Facebook comments are like, I see one, so... Yeah, I really couldn't keep up with anything.
No worries. So Tristan, what is some advice that you can give for an indie filmmaker just starting out? What are some of the hurdles that you conquered that you'd like to pass some advice to?
If you're just starting out, take your time. You know, perfect what you're doing, because I mean that's gonna live forever. You know, take the time, learn the craft, learn your script, you know, rewrite it a bunch of times if you need to. Don't hurry the process up. But definitely always be creating, always be writing, always be filming with friends on the weekend, and never give up. I mean, there's so many times, Red Eye, I mean, way before Red Eye was even funded, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know. This is really hard. And you'll question yourself a bunch of times, but you know, you'll stick with it, and you'll learn to get over those hurdles. And just, that's just one of my advice is just don't give up and always create.
Awesome.
On Tommy's end, now being a grizzled vet, you said you got a lot of movies coming out now. Anybody that's trying to act, could you give any, points to them?
Never give up, you know. As an actor, you face a lot more rejection than the average person would in an entire lifetime. And that's just in one day. I couldn't tell you how many times I've been told no, no, no. And each no has just only gotten me closer to my next yes. I mean, I've been in some of the biggest casting rooms with some of the biggest celebrities you watch every single day on TV. And it's scary and it's terrifying. And you're like, oh, little me, how can I compete? How can I compare? And even in those rooms, I've been told no, and it hurts. I cried for about 2 hours in bed when I watched the trailer for The New Mutants because I was up for that lead role there. And it hurts. It stings. But you can't give up. There's a lot of people who want to tear you down, who want to tell you you can't do it, that, you know, you need to go get a day job, you need to get a real job, you need to get your head out of the clouds. And without dreamers, we wouldn't have the art that we have in the world today. So just never give up.
And besides Inverted, Tommy, what else? What are some upcoming projects that you have going on?
Well, I am going to be starting. We're actually kind of on a break right now. The Bread of Wickedness. It's about socialite cannibals, led by the lead socialite doctor in town, and that's really deep and it's really dark and it's not going to be balls to the wall gore or anything like that. It's going to get under your skin. It's going to really mess with your head. It's really psychological and deep. And then on the whole other end of things, I'll be working on Blood Loss, which is a shark movie, a killer shark. So that'll be pretty cool. And I get to represent my native side as well, being the niece on the tribal board and stuff like that. So that's going to be really cool. I'm actually looking forward to that. I know a lot of people who are really psyched about shark movies, like horror shark movies.
So Wolfie.
World. Yeah, you know, it's shark movie. Well, besides the sci-fi one, shark movies have really been making a comeback lately. 41 Meters Down last year, Meg this year. So it's called Blood Loss.
Blood Loss, yes. You can find it all over my Facebook. I had just been announced on the cast, actually. It's been a long way coming, actually. And they're going to be, you're not going to find out Indiegogo, things like that. They're seeking private investors. That's a takeaway from Inverted, if anybody wants to. that's going to be really cool, and we'll be working on that. So definitely expect to see a lot more. But I think Inverted is going to be the next thing on my list of films to do this year, for sure.
Nice. Go ahead, Tony.
I was just going to say, it seems like horror is your niche that you act in. Is there like a certain type of horror that you enjoy doing more? Like you said, you've done slashers and now a shark movie and stuff like that. Is there one niche that you're like, okay, I kind of fit into that a little bit more?
I like the slasher. Watching it, acting in it, it's fun for me. It's what I grew up watching. It's what I love, you know. I can literally watch Scream all day long, every single one on repeat, doesn't matter. Absolutely love it, you know. There's just something about slashers. They're fun. It might sound a little sick, but they're just fun for me. They're fun to watch. Horror's just kind of given me a home, which is really cool because I grew up on it. One of the first things I watched was it was the character of the Grither in Tales from the Dark Side. It's the Christmas one where he comes in and breaks the parents' necks. And my parents actually had me watching that when I was like 4 years old to scare me. But if I don't listen or I don't do what they tell me, the Grither is coming for me. So that kind of, I think, just started everything. And then Child's Play, and just horror has always been a part of my life. So I'm happy doing it. I'm never going to be Allie from The Notebook. I look too mean to be the nice girl, even though I'm actually very, very nice. I just have resting bitch face. But I don't know. It's fun and I love it. And I hope I just get to keep doing more and more. I have a lot of really big goals when it comes to horror. So hopefully I'll get to live those out one day.
Nice. Well, before we wrap everything up, Tristan, any last words of wisdom?
No, I mean, really just check our Inverted campaign out. We have some really great perks going on right now. You can get your name like inside the DVD case. You can be on set of the film. You can be an executive producer. You can pre-order the film. You can get the film on VHS, which you're only going to be able to get during the campaign. Sign posters, just a bunch of really exclusive perks that'll, you know, want you to join us even more. And, you know, you're not only just contributing and that's it. I mean, you're going to get like exclusive emails. you know, updates, see the trailer before anybody else, get stills before anybody else. I mean, you're not just contributing done. I mean, you're a part of our family, our inverted family, and making this film a reality. And we cannot thank everybody that has donated thus far and who will be donating. It truly means a lot to me and Destiny both and the whole entire team. This is a script that I feel very confident in. It really goes there. And I think if we can get it made, it's definitely going to be that film for sure.
Awesome. Well, we're extremely excited. We absolutely loved Red Eye. And if you want to find out more, make sure you hit the show notes down below or up above, depending on where you're watching, for all the links to follow everybody here. And I know we have some broken cameras, but we'll do a quick rundown. So we did lose Jennifer Nangle. You can find her on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer_Nangle. And Tommy, we have your Facebook. Where else do you like people interacting with you on social media?
I am on Twitter. It's at Tommy Lee Vegas. And I'm on Instagram at Tommy Vegas. I do interact a lot on Facebook mostly, but I'm still active on the other ones too, so you can find me there.
Okay. And Tristan, we have your Twitter, Tristan Clay. Where else do you like people following you on social media?
You can follow, or you can add me as a friend on Facebook. We have a bunch of the film pages on there as well. And Instagram, I'm just Tristan Clay.
Tony.
You can find me on Tony Has Nine Fingers on YouTube, Twitter, and Horimino, and the Stardust app. You can find me on Instagram at Tony's Movies, where I show off the movies behind me. And you can find me here on The Dorkening when I'm not sick or sleeping.
Fingers crossed you won't be sick anymore. Yeah,
yeah. I missed the last 2 weeks, so hopefully you guys miss me. And if not, you're probably like, I don't even know who this guy is. So one or the other.
And Yo-Yo.
Boy Meets Phone, Yo St. Laurent, that same thing on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you're doing your social media, should probably be on one of the two. Of course, here you can also find me on The Dorkening.
And speaking of Dorkening, if you're following us, you can go to thedorkening.com and follow all the shows on our network. We do a roundtable discussion live every Sunday at 10 a.m., and live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. is the Wicked Horror Show, Eastern Standard Time. And every other Thursday is the Ultimate Video Game Show, live at 9 p.m. And we do specials throughout the week, go to conventions, all sorts of fun stuff. And all of it can be found as podcast format as well. So if you don't have a chance to watch us live, listen to the podcast. We have tons of awesome interviews. And it's been a lot of fun. I want to thank you all for watching. And we'll catch you guys later. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to be part of a future show, you can find us over on YouTube or Facebook, where we broadcast all our episodes multiple times a week live in front of an online audience, where you can interact with us and our guests. Our main show, The Dorkening, is produced live on Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. The Wicked Horror Show comes at you Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And the Ultimate Video Game Show zooms in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. This has been a Dorkening Network production powered by New Media Promotions. You can learn more about our network by heading on over to www.thedorkening.com.